Roll Rams, baby. Fordham taking over the radio here. It's me and Tom, voice of Fordham, Tom, along with Fran and Portnoy. In addition, as we gush about Tom's career here, in addition to being the voice of Fordham on the resume, he's also Tommy Smokes.
Correct.
The smoke monster. He is the gatekeeper of the Barstool Smoke Show account, which is an honor bestowed upon only the best of the best.
Frankie, people were mad about my pizza review yesterday. I got some not even the five.
People are passionate about their pizza, bro.
No,
that's
but
why
I had a homeless
works.
Guy in my pizza review.
Uh-huh.
And this is a direct quote. I'm going to read you. You think it's all fun and games? I'm going to read you what this girl. Oh, I deleted it. But a paraphrase, I bought a one bite sweatshirt for Christmas. Hasn't come yet. But after seeing the heinous way you treated that homeless person, I no longer want it. I want a refund, or at least give me a charity to donate it to.
And you deleted it? Did you delete the comment?
I deleted the comment.
You can't do that.
I wrote. No, it was a DM.
I thought it was a private comment that you deleted.
She DM'd it.
I was going to say, we can't do that.
She DM'd it to me.
I
wrote back.
What did you do to the homeless person?
Nothing.
What'd you say? What happened? What's the story? Tell me the story.
I don't know a homeless person. I don't go out looking for homeless people. A homeless guy saddled up to me and will join the review.
But what transpired? What is she talking about? Tell me the
story. I think there's two elements that maybe got. The only thing I can think heinous is I didn't like the pizza. I would never finish the pizza. Well, maybe if I was homeless like you, I would. Because it's you're homeless. Any pizza's good.
Fair.
Joke.
Joke.
Fair joke.
Clear joke.
I wouldn't even honestly call it a joke. I would call it just a statement of fact, and I'm okay with that too.
One time at the
White Castle in Fordham, I offered a sack of 10 to a homeless guy, and he said, that shit is bad for your cholesterol. So not even homeless people would eat the White Castle. But the pizza...
People are mad at only getting $5.
What?
Yeah.
It's more than I've ever given to a homeless person.
That is more than I've ever given homeless people total.
Those had to be non-New York people. Homeless people flock, man.
Homeless people are trash, and they're all terrible,
people
and they should stay away from you.
People who don't live in New York don't get it.
Right.
For $5 is too much. The problem you give everybody $5, it becomes a whole system.
Yeah, imagine that. I told her so. My response was, I said, I don't have a charity. Give it a Salvation Army or burn it.
First of all, the guy was wearing a North Face jacket.
Yeah, this guy was
eating,
the most well-spoken.
He was eating Dig In.
He'd eaten more pizza place than I had. He's like, I like Prince Pizza. I like Artichoke.
He was eating Dig In.
Yeah, he had healthy food.
Did he have shoes?
He had a scarf.
Was he a homeless person?
He had an accessory.
It sounds like you were just talking to a guy on the street.
I was just about to say,
he said he's fallen on some hard times, and he's like, if you could spare a donation, you spare a donation.
That doesn't mean he's homeless, though, right?
I mean, that sounds like a dude just begging for cash.
No, he specifically said he was homeless.
He said, I've fallen some times, and I'm homeless. And he's like, I keep myself dressed nice. He's a good dude.
That could also be a big fat lie.
Fuck that guy. Either he's homeless.
He came up to me, and by the way, I shared my slice with him.
I was like, I could go get you another slice. He's like, I'll just share yours.
Sounds like the most charitable guy I've ever come across with this homeless man.
That was very nice.
Fuck the haters.
He goes, what are you guys doing out here? I'm like, oh, we're eating pizza. He's like, oh, you guys work for that new app, Slice? I'm like, how do you know? If you're homeless, how do you know about apps?
You know what? This is. This was like.
Do you have an iPhone?
This was like a Deadspin mole.
Who pays his bills?
This is not a homeless person. This is someone trying to infiltrate your pizza operation here. This is a joke.
Matt, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? On the pizza review, I live right around the corner from Soul Pizza, and that dude is not homeless. He is a con man.
Yeah.
I have never. If he's homeless, then he is the biggest pizza-eating homeless guy that I've ever seen.
It is crazy.
In the greater New York City.
He knew every pizza spot, and he was eating chicken
salad.
Listen,
I was told a long time ago.
Also, he dropped the word robust.
He was a well-spoken homeless man.
The reason I asked about the shoe question, I was told a long time ago, you look at a person's shoes to find out if they're homeless or not. If they've got nice shoes, they ain't homeless.
And by the way, I've dealt with a lot of homeless people during this pizza review thing, and they're, most of them, you're like, this guy's a
The pepper guy, certified homeless.
Who?
The pepper guy.
Ate the pepper out of the bag?
That guy was hot tamales, certified homeless.
That guy was
living in a dumpster. That's where he found those peppers. This guy just came out of I don't even know. Saks Fifth Avenue.
He was on a lunch break from his fucking job.
You don't go to Prince Street Pizza, wait online for an hour and a half, and buy a $38 square slice pizza. You don't do it.
Bro, he said artichoke was the best pizza. A slice of artichoke is $6.50.
Dude, homeless people don't even know what artichokes are. Give me a break.
Yeah. It was,
one more thing, Dave. Gronk, absolute dirty player, should never be allowed back in Western New York. Todd Bertuzzi treatment. Kick him out of the league, dog.
Western New
Kick
York.
Kick him off the tour, dog.
He's one of your people. I assume that was a Buffalo guy.
We're back wrapping up the day. Somebody just tweeted me that a caller just asked Mike Francesa if he's Team Portnoy and would and would join Barstool. And Mike said, I enjoy what they do, but I think that day is past me. So
we're going to
get a clip of that.
Yeah. We will not, I guess we will not be getting Francesa on Team Portnoy. He will not be joining Barstool. What a world. What a world. Apparently, Francesa said we're also loaded with talent and edgy.
I love Francesa.
Yeah. And he likes our T-shirts. So we'll get the full.
Right. King right there.
I'll check. The audio should be out quickly. Hopefully, maybe the people, the guy, there's guys who post everything he says. Maybe he'll get it
like
up before. Francesa,
like the Funhouse or something.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So
I come on Barstool Radio one day and he's.
Look at that.
Our ego's growing by leaps and bounds. But before,
I'm kidding.
But no, you're not.
I got the Francesa audio.
He was really beautiful. Let's hear from Francesa talking about Barstool today on WFAN.
Mike and Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I just want to say thank you for all your time. I just had a quick thing about Ohtani, but before I got to that, I wanted to know, are you a Team Portnoy guy? Any chance you want to, you know, join Barstool Radio? I think you make a great show.
I don't, you see, I think that, listen, I like the Barstool guys. You know, they've created a lot of, T-shirts about me, which have all been well done. They just created another one this past week, but you know, so I think that my day of being part of that group is past. I think that it's for somebody else. I think that, first of all, I don't think they need me. They have their own group. They have their own traveling troupe. They know what they're doing.
And traveling troupe.
Again, I just think that that my day of doing something like that with that kind of ensemble is gone. It just is. But I think those guys have done a good job. Their characters, I get a kick out of them. And again, listen. You know, listen. They're not for 10-year-olds. Okay, they're going to be a little edgy. So you got to already be
laugh.
Before you're going to be. You got to be 17, 18 years old before you're going to be involved with them. So you can't be 10 or 12 listening to them because they're going to be a little edgy about what they do. I mean, they're going to combine some of the stuff with that. So, but they're characters. They are, and they've always been big supporters of the show.
Let me just say. You know,
awesome.
The invite's still open, Mike. I don't think the time has passed yet. I think you could fit right in here and do your own thing. But I love that little giggle. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, you can't be 10 years old.
Do we have that? Is that on Barstool Radio yet? That clip.
Traveling. What did he say? Traveling troop.
We're a traveling troop. We're a little bit edgy. We've always done well-done shirts. They're big supporters of the show.
I love that he calls out like all the T-shirts. He's like, they just made one like
he
last week.
He loves that shirt.
That goat show was great, so I bet he would love that one.
I heard that he's very into that one as well. So maybe we'll go see Mike or maybe Mike.
The traveling troupe.
We'll see what's in store for Mike. I've heard some rumblings of where he might
end up.
It's
like we're a circus.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I mean, yeah.
He's not wrong. We are a traveling troop. That should be the, you know, put that across the top of the headline, the website.
Traveling troop.
Oh, shit. What a world. Who would have thought, Frankie Borelli, that Mike Francesa on his last days would be giving a shout-out like that?
Unbelievable. I'm getting texts like you wouldn't believe from all, like, oh, my dad's like, you will not believe what just happened. Mike Francesa was just asked if he's Team Portnoy, and he complimented Barstool, saying he did not think it was for him, but they're very edgy, very complimented all his shirts. Like, I'm like, everyone's going nuts. Like,
complimented all his shirts.
I'm telling you, I think that there was, like, an accident. Somewhere, like listening to that, someone was like, their worlds were just colliding. They just didn't care about driving anymore. They just like, drove right
into the fire.
Just like
could have been Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear from Rico. Rico would probably have a fucking heart attack.
Speaking of Rico,
over that.
Rico called before. I think he's starting to get a feeling that he's like breaking up our like segments because he's calling every day. He's like, yeah, it's gonna be quick. It's gonna be quick. And we put him on hold for a second. He texts him. He goes, too busy. Gotta go.
Yeah, Rico needs to pause a little bit. You gotta leave him wanting a little bit more. You know, a little overexposure. Shout out to Mike though, as he winds down his final days. Mongo Nation. He was always smart enough to realize that, you know, he needed to embrace Mongo Nation and the internet and whatnot. So his last days with WFAN and Barstool were one in harmony. We'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place. Barstool Radio on Rush 93. Sweet.